Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
As believers, some things we have liberty to do that we could do. I mentioned last week, if somebody asked about drinking alcohol, I'm not going there. I'm just telling you it will destroy families, homes, and all. But some things I said, don't you go out to the ABC liquor bar and said the preacher said it was okay to buy liquor. I never said that. But there are certain things, and I shouldn't even said that because now you're going to think God gives you license. He's not, but there are certain things. Go in certain places. I'm digging a deeper hole. That it would really offend, and I'm not going to name it, that it would offend the weaker people. I gave you one example, and I'll do that this morning that I left off last week. Had a good preacher friend that he would not go into a restaurant that served alcohol at all. In other words, you can't go to Olive Garden. You can't go to Longhorn. The restaurants that serve have a bar there that serve alcohol. And I respected that. And I asked him, though, after a while, because he's a good friend, I said, where do you buy your groceries? You can't go to Publix then because they sell beer, they sell wine. You get the picture. But at the same time, because I would not offend him, when we went out to eat, we couldn't have to go somewhere where they didn't serve. Are you following the thought, okay? Because it would really have messed. Now, where I may be strong in some areas, I may be weak in another. Does that make sense to you? In the same way with him. So this is what Paul is trying to tell the believers at Corinth. He's trying to tell us. Let's read the first 11 verses. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are ye not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not the power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as the other apostles? And as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only in Barnabas? Have we not the power to forbear working? Who goeth to warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth the flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? In other words, this ain't just me talking. The Bible speaks of this in the Old Testament. We'll get to that in a minute. First written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for the oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sake? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap unto you carnal things? Now you kind of see what Paul is getting at. I'm an apostle. I fed you. And I should be able to reap some material things for you from you, because aren't spiritual things greater than material things? Spiritual things are eternal. Material things are temporal. And so let's look in verse number one. Again, at the thought. Let me have a note. I got an introduction here. Let me just read this. Paul uses himself as an illustration, talking about not just eating meat, but Paul now uses him about he has certain rights, but he's not going to use those rights, those liberties on others because it can really put him in a tailspin. And he gives his own life practice in the use of his apostleship and his rights. He stresses his right to be taken care of by the church. It was not wrong that the church would support and provide for him financially, but he refused their support because some were questioning his authority as an apostleship, as an apostle. Because he says in this opening verse of chapter number 9, am I not an apostle? Paul's authority was brought into question and denied on the grounds that he did not belong to the 12. Remember who the 12 were. What's the proper? You can tell I went to school at Auburndale High School. What they were was whatever it is, you figure that out for yourself. Okay, who are the old apostles? They were not part of the, he wasn't part of the 12. Well, you're not one of the apostles. He didn't belong to them. And they felt that he did not meet the requirements, and I won't read that, time won't allow, that was in Acts chapter number 1. It's in verses 21 and 22. If you want to reference that later, I had it marked, I was going to read, but I got to get moving here. And that, remember, there was Judas had hung himself and rope or whatever, and he fell on the rocks down below. Judas couldn't even do that right. Anyway, I leave, that's a whole other message. You know. He tried to kill himself, and remember the rope broke? He could do nothing right. Judas, poor old Judas. But anyway, that's are you all happy this morning?
Yeah.
You can tell I'm full of it. This morning, I'm so excited about what God has for us this week. Anyway, after they met, the apostles were meeting, and they said, well, we got to choose an apostle among us. And they have to be somebody who was baptized with John, by John the Baptist, who walked with Jesus, who had seen the resurrection of Jesus. And so they chose among themselves, you know the story, Matthias. And Paul said, well, people don't think I'm an apostle because I don't meet some of those qualifications. Well, Paul was converted much after the Lord's ascension. Remember that on the road to Damascus. And he surely wasn't baptized by John the Baptist because John had already been killed by Herod. But Paul often signed his letters, and time I had everyone marked, but I won't read them, from his epistles. He signed his letters at the very beginning, presenting himself as an apostle. 1 Corinthians 1:1. And you don't have to write these down. All you got to do is go to the very first of these epistles, and you're going to find in the very first verse, Paul, an apostle, or Paul called to be an apostle. In 1 Corinthians 1, and 1 Romans 1:1, his very first book he wrote that we find in the New Testament, Romans 1:1, 1 Corinthians 1:1, 2 Corinthians 1:1, Galatians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Colossians 1:1, sound like a broken record, don't it? 1 Timothy 1:1, 2 Timothy 1:1, Titus 1:1. Every one of them, he began those epistles, those letters, Paul, an apostle. Of course, Paul was, and we see in Acts chapter number 26, for those who are really following along, again, where Paul was on that road to Damascus, a great light appeared. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You remember the rest of the story. Paul actually asked two questions. It was Saul at the time, Saul of Tarsus. He asked two questions. We read it as it's one, but really it's two questions. First question, who art thou, Lord? You remember reading that? Who are you? Lord, is that you? Then the Lord addressed him, why do you kick us against the, all that kind of stuff? Why are you? Then Paul said, Lord, notice the difference. Is that you, Lord? Is that really you? And then the next question was, Lord, a statement. Now, what will you have me to do? Paul was saved on sight on the road to Damascus. Nobody, by the way, Paul later says, I was saved as one out of season. He was pre-born. What did Paul mean by that? Only two people in all Scripture was saved by sight. We're saved by faith. Please don't raise your hand and say you've seen Jesus, okay? Only two people you'll find that was saved on sight. The first one we see in the Old Testament. His name was Abraham. God appeared, I have to move on, but you get the picture. Abraham was saved on sight. Jesus appeared to him, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteous. And Abraham was the father of the Jewish nation. He was the first, if you will, the first Hebrew, the first Jew. So there's a picture there. Abraham was saved by sight. He appeared to him. Nobody else was till we get to the fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus. He was saved on sight. Jesus appeared to him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. And come join us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special guest speaker Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be with us during the 11 a.m. worship hour, and the Morrison sisters will be with us during the 6 p.m. worship hour. That's February 16th, 11 a.m. for Dr. Phil Stringer, and 6 p.m. for the Morrison sisters. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.